Hey there, sister. Welcome to Girl Out of Order, a podcast for women like me taking actual steps to more fully embrace their unique selves and stop trying to fit into someone else's mold. I'm your girl, Christine, and I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur, lawyer, and mama to my very own girl gang. I am fired up to help women transform what seems broken into the fuel they need to become the champions of their own damn lives. On Girl Out of Order, you'll find a community without comparison, a place where you can come as you are, but leave changed and inspired to never again deny a single part of your beautiful self in a quest to fit in. So if you're tired of feeling like you're too much and yet never enough, Girl Out of Order is your home. When you start believing that not fitting in is the perfect fit, contentment, vision, and joy will surely follow. So girls, if you're ready to do the brave work, come on in and let's get started. Welcome back to the Girl Out of Order podcast. I am extra giddy that you have joined me today because today we are celebrating the 50th episode of the Girl Out of Order podcast. And if you're watching this on YouTube, which you should be, I am holding up a goofy little sign, a handmade sign that says 50 with an exclamation point, because it's time to celebrate our worthiness to chase our dreams. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is the first time that you've ever joined the Girl Out of Order podcast, you are going to be so happy you made this decision because I am on extra fire today. Okay, am I ever not on fire? Today it's extra fire because I am going to trace a little bit of through the Girl Out of Order podcast and our community, but not just to tell a story, sisters, to encourage you to never give up on your dreams because you are worthy of never giving up on yourself. Before we dive in, I want to thank all of you who have taken the time to give us a review on whatever platform you listen to this podcast on. If you are subscribing to YouTube, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our subscribers are going up every week. And it is such a blessing to see that because honestly, it's not easy doing a video podcast. It gives me some anxiety every time I do it. And yet I know that when you can see my face, my countenance, the way I move my hands, it'll help bring that message home even more. So thank you for those of you who have subscribed. And if you haven't subscribed to YouTube, please give it a listen. Give it a, no, I guess it's not a listen, it's a view. Give us a view, give us a review so we can get this message out farther and wider and build up our Girl Out of Order community. So today, like I said, we are celebrating the 50th episode of the Girl Out of Order podcast. This is especially sweet because I'm recording this the day before I drop it, which I'm going to get better at getting them recorded sooner. And what is also true is it's the perfect time to record this episode that is coming out tomorrow on March 25th. There, I don't even know what day it is. And I'll tell you why in a little bit, why I've lost track of what day it is. But the reason this is extra special is I launched the Girl Out of Order podcast on April 1st, 2021. Oh my gosh. Has it really been 3 years? Holy smokes. Honestly, until I said that, I don't think I even realized it has been 3 years. Oh my gosh. It's taken me 3 years to put out 50 episodes and I am celebrating the heck out of that. And why is that, you ask? Because you're thinking, there's like 52 weeks in a year. So where you been, girl? You know where I've been? I've been up, down, backwards, forwards, spun in circles. And frankly, I spent a lot of time doubting myself, as Jamie Kern Lima says, doubting myself out of my destiny. I started the Girl Out of Order podcast on April Fool's Day in 2021. And honestly, I didn't even know starting a podcast was a dream of mine. And to be really transparent, when I started it, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with it. Was it a hobby? Was it an income stream? What? Why was I starting this podcast? You know what I did know, and what I was aware of, is that I had a knowing inside of me that I needed to tell my story, and I needed to tell the stories of other women so that I could help be an agent of change and a social connector, as one of the gals in my mastermind says, to bring women together, to use our stories to help women feel less alone in their own journeys, to learn more as I interview women and as I build this community for my own growth. I knew a lot of my whys, but I didn't necessarily understand my what, and I wasn't super clear on my commitment. So why am I sharing that with you? Well, today I'm celebrating episode freaking 50, and I am so incredibly proud of myself, because over the last 3 years, what has happened is I've changed. I've changed. I've begun to believe deeply in my message, to believe in the purpose of the Girl Out of Order podcast, to begin forming this really beautiful online community and the Girl Out of Order community on Facebook. We've doubled in the last 6 weeks, the people that are in that Facebook community. And I am now laying out plans over the next 6 to 12 months to really build into the Girl Out of Order community, to build up this podcast. And I want to be a shining light for any woman out there. I know you're out there. I know you have a dream on your heart. I know you have a destiny that in your soul, in your knowing, you know it's meant for you. And yet you get up every day, sister, is this you? And you do your routine and you get the kids where they need to go and you get in the car, you spill your coffee, you grumble at traffic, you get to an office, you sit in a box office, you do the job you need to do to pay the bills. There's honor in that. I'm not minimizing it. And then you go home and then you start your other job, which is to take care of the family, the finances, the food. Yeah. Food, family, and finances. That's a lot of F words. I'm just going to leave that sitting out there in the universe. I did that for years and years and years, and I ignored this calling on my heart to do something different, to do something more for the women that I was serving in my legal capacity and the little women I was raising up in my home, as I have my own girl tribe, if you know anything about my life. And then at the end of the night, you might grunt at your husband, or maybe you're a single mom and you grunt at your loneliness, and you go to sleep and you get up and you wash, rinse, repeat. All the while in your soul, you have a knowing that you have a dream that must be fulfilled, and it nags at you and it calls to you. Sometimes when you're awake, sometimes when you're asleep, sometimes both. That was me. That was me. In fact, I'm sitting in this little tiny room where I record my podcast, and I just noticed out of the corner of my eye, and if you're on YouTube, I'm going to give a little chance to show this. I'm not sure how this is going to come on camera, but you know what? We show up as we are here at Girl Out of Order. And I just happened to notice this out of the corner of my eye. I didn't even realize this was in here. And I'm holding it up for those of you who are on YouTube. You'll be able to see it. And it is a vision board that I did. And you can't quite tell because I put the numbers 2022 over them. But if I peel back this last two, you would see 2019. That's what you'd see there. Because I did this board, this vision board in 2019, and I love this vision board, and I keep it because it reminds me that I've been dreaming about Girl Out of Order for so many years. That's 5 years I've been dreaming about this. And there's one particular picture there that makes me get very emotional, and it's a picture of a woman on a stage with a microphone. Back in 2019, I dreamed about being a public speaker. And in March of 2024, I first time ever took the stage and told my story to an audience of women and some amazing supportive men. It took me 5 years, but I've been dreaming about this. In fact, one of the words on here literally is dream. I've been dreaming about building a community of women that support one another, no matter where they're from, who they love, how they vote, what they believe. I've been dreaming about building a beautiful community of women of different ages and backgrounds and faiths. And it has a quote on this vision board that says, "You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream." It's a very famous quote by C.S. Lewis. And then right in the middle is a quote from Rachel Hollis. "If you have something you can't stop thinking about, that's the universe telling you to chase it." Sisters, I am here on this 50th episode that took me 3 years to get to this point to tell you that it is time for you to get serious about chasing your dreams. Why? Because you are worthy of those dreams. You are worthy of never giving up on your dreams. There's only one guarantee about how you, one guarantee that you'll never fulfill your dreams, and that's to quit. The one guarantee that you'll never fulfill your dreams is to quit. I am sitting here recording this podcast in a little tiny room in my home, and I want to share the story behind this recording today because it's really important that you understand that the process is messy and it's imperfect. And that's actually its perfection because it's attainable and it's sustainable. You don't have to have the fancy equipment. You don't have to have a fancy recording studio. You just have to have a dream, a voice, and courage. And if you have a dream, a voice, and courage, you will make an impact. Because, like I said in our last episode, the world needs what only you can provide, sisters. You are here to chase your dreams. We are either growing or we're dying. And I know this community is not filled with women who are ever going to accept dying as their reality. We are going to grow, change, transform, evolve, and give back. You are going to give back to this world the gift that is you. And that starts by chasing your dreams because you're worthy of never giving up on your dreams. So today, I am actually had a very busy last couple of days. I've been doing Unleash the Power Within for a couple of days, had my oldest daughter home for a couple of days, and now she's gone. My heart's a little sad. I'm logging in to Unleash the Power Within, kind of connecting there. And then I'm like, oh, so excited to record my 50th episode today. So I went upstairs, refreshed the old makeup, put on a little lipstick, put on my fun celebration earrings. If you're on YouTube, you can see them. These are my favorite earrings I've ever bought in my entire life. And they are perfect for celebrating today. Why do I share this with you? Because it's freaking messy. Because even though all that sounds great, let me just tell you what went into this. What went into this was like about five hot flashes, about 10 different test recordings because the microphone wasn't working. The other side I wanted to record on wasn't recording well. Thank goodness I tested it to find out it wasn't recording. It had no sound. And then I had to climb under my desk, turn on my two lights, angle my camera just right so you can't see the mess in this room. Why do I share that? Because I'm just a real woman with a real life and big dreams. And I know that I am worthy of never giving up on those dreams. And so are you. I don't have it all together, sisters. Are you kidding me? Heck no, I don't have it all together. But you know what I do have? I have clarity of purpose. That has only happened in the last probably 9 months, maybe. I'm estimating here. It's like all of these little dreams that have been floating about in that mission board, that vision board from 2019, it's all starting to crystallize. And why is that? Because I didn't give up and I don't give up. And I won't give up on my dreams because I'm here to serve you. I'm here to give life and breath and focus to my calling, to the dream that is on my heart. That's the universe. That's God telling me to chase that dream. You are my dream. I'm here to serve you, to contribute to this world in whatever capacity I can for all the days God gives me. So I'm celebrating episode 50. I am celebrating the fact that when I went weekly back in September of 2023, yes, it took me. Took me almost 2.5 years to start going consistently weekly for this with this podcast. When I did that back in September, we were right around 25, episode 25. And in the short span of time, I doubled my episodes because I made a decision that it was time to chase my dreams, that it was time to show up consistently for my community, that it was time to build the Girl Out of Order community, that it was time to launch my public speaking business, that it was time to stop telling myself I wasn't worthy of my damn dreams. And I want that for you. I want to be a real, tangible, attainable example of what it means to never give up on your dreams. Now, we've been talking a lot about worthiness the last few episodes, and we're going to continue on at least till the end of April, delving in to all things worthiness. And I'm holding it up on you or on YouTube. Yeah. Jamie Kern Lima's book, Worthy, has been a huge inspiration for this focus on Girl Out of Order, and for me to be reminded that my dreams matter, that I am worthy, damn it. And I will not spend another moment doubting myself out of my destiny. You see, here's my struggle. Here's the thing that dogs me. What dogs me is believing I'm an imposter. What dogs me is the self-doubt that plays around my brain when I start to get excited about what's next, when I have successes. I want to celebrate them. That's what we're doing today. But I'm human, and my struggle, sisters, is still with that doubt, that false bullshit belief that I'm an imposter, that I'm a fraud, and it's just a matter of time for y'all till y'all figure it out. Like I said earlier, I'm in the middle of Unleash the Power Within. It's finishing up here in just a couple hours. And on the first night of Unleash the Power Within virtual, we break through a board and we write our limiting belief on one side and we write our empowering beliefs on the other. Well, this is about the fourth time I've done this board break. And this time, for whatever reason, they sent me two boxes, which means I had two boards. So this time, I'm like, I'm stepping it up. Because if I'm going to go for my dreams, if I am no longer going to accept playing small and doubting myself out of my destiny, I'm going to break through both boards at once. So this was about a good inch thick board when you put them together. Was I nervous? You know, I'm going to be really honest. I was not nervous. I was so focused. I was so fixed on that X in the middle of the board because I wanted to break through that bullshit belief that I'm an imposter. I was so done, and I am so done playing small. Let me just tell you, cut to the end here. I broke the shit out of those boards. I nailed it, and those pieces went flying. I'm done with believing that my dreams aren't going to happen because I'm somewhat an imposter, a fake, a fraud, not enough. Heck no. Our empower words for this episode come from Mindy. I think it's Kaling. If I said it wrong, I'm sorry. She's from The Office and other things. If you don't see a clear path for what you want, sometimes you have to make it for yourself. I think that bears repeating. If you don't see a clear path for what you want, sometimes you have to make it yourself. Sisters, you're worthy of never, ever giving up on your dreams. What is it you're dreaming about? Are you dreaming about opening that Etsy shop? Are you dreaming about starting a family? Are you dreaming about getting debt free? Are you dreaming about releasing 10 pounds? Are you dreaming about running that marathon or half marathon or 5K? Or maybe you're dreaming about running that first mile because you know that your health is your wealth. And without your health, your dreams aren't going to be fulfilled. What are your dreams that you're chasing? Do you believe that you're worthy of your dreams? I'm here to tell you, you are absolutely worthy of your dreams. If your dream is to start a podcast, buy the microphone. If you can't afford the microphone, use your MacBook or your PC speakers. Nobody cares. They want you. They want your message. Show up for yourself. If you show up for yourself in your authenticity, you know what happens? The world takes notice because there are people out there looking for the message that only you can provide because you're the only you that has ever existed. You've lived a story. What is it? Are you here to share the story of surviving cancer? Are you here to share your story of surviving sexual abuse? Maybe you're here to share your story of how you survived an abusive relationship, became a single mom, started a business, and are now a badass chasing your dreams. What is it? Don't hide your light. Don't cage yourself. Don't doubt yourself out of your dreams. You, sisters, are worthy of chasing your dreams and never, ever, ever giving up on those dreams. Because I got to tell you, there have been so many times when I've gone to bed sad, depressed, feeling trapped in the monotony of what I was doing, with my dreams feeling just a little bit out of reach, and the voice in my head says, why don't you just pack it in, sister? Just give it up. It's not going to happen. Or worse yet, looking myself in the mirror and saying, it's just too hard. It hurts too much to be rejected. I just can't do it. Maybe I'm just not cut out for this. You're not alone in struggling to get from this comfort zone through the panic zone onto the other side, which is the growth zone. I want to share this quote from Brené Brown. I love this quote because I believe so fiercely in the power of storytelling. Whatever your dream is, whether it's to open up that boutique you've been dreaming about, we are always telling stories because people want to see themselves in the products they buy, in the services they employ, in the coaching they hire. They buy stories. You are a story. So Brené Brown says, you either walk into your story and own your truth, or you live outside of your story, hustling for your worthiness. That's kind of a painful quote, if I do say so myself. Kind of hurts to even read it, frankly. It hurts. Because here's the thing. So often, when we don't chase our dreams, when we doubt our worthiness and give up on our dreams, it's because we're living outside of our story. I shared a couple episodes ago about my Own Your Worth experience, that first ever public speaking appearance, you know, the one I've been dreaming about since 2019. Telling that story on a stage was terrifying. It was a story I never dreamed I'd tell. And I didn't even know the message that was going to come through me through that story, which was to drop my sword, to stop trying to save everybody else. And it freed my soul. That was the story that I'm here to tell. And that story runs throughout Girl Out of Order. It runs throughout many of my episodes. I think back to episode 3 or 2, where it was becoming your own damn hero. That episode was 3 years ago. And I forgot my story along the way. And there were times I just gave up on my dream. But there was always an ember. And now I'm fanning the freaking flame. I am here to chase my dreams. And I am on the verge of taking Girl Out of Order to the next level. I am so excited and I can't wait till this happens so I can tell you all about it. But I want you to know that there are huge things happening for Girl Out of Order. There's huge things happening for the Christine Gale brand. And it is, oh, it's just right there. I can feel it. And I'm so impatient. And yet I'm peaceful because I can feel the momentum building. Why is that happening for me now? It's happening because I've taken 2 millimeter shifts, not only in my actions, but in my mindset. I now believe deeply that my dreams are about to come true. They are expanding and exploding, and momentum is building because they're already starting to come true. I am living it right now as I record this episode. It's number 50. If you'd have asked me back in August if I could picture myself recording episode 50, I'm going to be honest. I'd be like, yeah, maybe someday. Did I know it was going to happen this fast? No, I didn't know. But my soul knew. My brain just had to catch up. My mindset had to catch up. Well, I'm caught up, girl. I am caught up. I am now taking massive action and I'm taking risks that I would not have taken before. And I'm investing in things that terrify me because I want to get on the other side of that panic zone. I want to be living in my growth zone. I am so ready for what's next. And I want that for you. There's another quote in Jamie Kern Lima's book from Brendon Burchard, who was actually the first personal development person I ever really followed. He says, sometimes your next level of life isn't achievement. Ooh, listen to this, sisters. It's alignment. Ooh, that is so encouraging. Let me read that again. Sometimes your next level of life isn't achievement. It's alignment. See, because if you're like me, you get so caught up in the, I don't know how. I don't know how I'm going to monetize this podcast. I don't know how I'm going to build these streams of income. How? And we lose sight of the why. Reasons come first, answers come second, says the great Tony Robbins from Jim Rohn. Reasons come first, answers come second. Are you in alignment, sisters? Do you know your why? Are you clear on who you're serving and why you're showing up for that person, that client, that customer, that family member? Are you clear on that? Because when you get clear on that, sisters, then the answers appear. The answers start to show up. So I'll say it again. Reasons come first. Answers come second. Get in alignment with your purpose. Spend time doing a vision board. Who are you destined to be, sisters? What is that dream on your heart? Is it to have a thriving, passionate marriage? Girl, that's a dream. Chase it. Dedicate yourself to it. Start taking actions today. and never give up on that dream because you're worthy. I'm going to say it a million times in this episode. Never, ever, ever giving up on your dreams. Don't let anybody tell you how big or how small your dreams can be. When I started this podcast, like I said, I didn't really know what my mission was. I just knew I wanted to serve women. And as I took steps in that direction, my dreams became more and more clear. As I got the coaching, as I attended the programs, as I implemented the tools, my dreams started to crystallize until I found myself here recording the 50th ever episode of the Girl Out of Order podcast. Who knew? And I want to address the elephant in the room for many of us, because this is something that has dogged me as well in the past. I'm through it now. I'm holding up my 50 sign because you know what? I got here at 52 years old. I'm 52 years old. And that's the first time I ever took the stage to be a public speaker. More of my life is likely behind me than it is ahead of me. Is that what you struggle with? Do you struggle with the fact that maybe it's too late? Is that a battle for you? Is that part of your shitty committee, girl? You missed the train. Take a seat. Your time has passed. Let everybody else who is in their 30s and 40s step it up. I don't know how old you are. I don't know what your dream is. But I can tell you right now, it's not too late. You're not too old. And as long as you decide that this is true, your best freaking days are ahead of you. So don't believe that lie. And don't give up on your dreams, because you're worthy of them, sisters. You are worthy, and the world is waiting for you. And it starts in the mirror. So when you look in the mirror tonight before bed, I invite you to look deeply into your beautiful eyes. And it might be uncomfortable, but we're going to have to get uncomfortable if we're going to chase our dreams. Look into your beautiful eyes and just say these simple words. I love you, Christine. Although don't say Christine, because that would be weird, right? Put your name in there. I love you, Christine. You are worthy of living out your biggest dreams. And I will not let you doubt yourself out of your dreams or your destiny, because the world is waiting for you. Yeah, it's okay to talk to yourself in third person, because we do it all the time in our heads. We just don't realize it. Would you take that invitation, sisters? Would you take that invitation? And took what, 30 seconds for me to pour those blessings over myself? I love you. And you are worthy of never giving up on your dreams. Say those words to yourself, because sometimes we have to say it until it's in our bodies. You know, I'm a huge fan of incantations. I'm not talking about mantras or, you know, I got tattoos that say stuff, and yes, they mean a lot to me, but I'm not talking about just quippy little sayings. I'm talking about freaking truths that you need to pour over yourself and say again and again and again until you believe it, live it, breathe it, and that becomes your reality. I love you, Christine. You are worthy of living your most beautiful dreams, and I will no longer allow you to doubt yourself out of your destiny or your dreams, because the watching world is waiting for you. I want to thank you for joining me today for this very, very special episode. I'm actually really emotional. I'm so grateful. And I'm growing every day into the woman that I'm destined to be. I haven't made it. I'm in a little tiny room with clutter in the corner with a microphone that sometimes just doesn't work. I'm recording on Zoom instead of this other platform because it wasn't working. You know what? Everything doesn't have to work for you to work. If you're on YouTube, I'm leaning a little bit to the side. There's a picture behind me of this woman. It's a chalk drawing. And to me, she's the quintessential girl out of order. I love this picture because it shows so many layers of a woman. And in that picture, sometimes when I look at her, I see a doubting woman. I see a brokenhearted woman. I see a woman struggling to believe in her dreams. And other times I see a woman filled with peace and contemplation and determination and resilience. And she's just resting so she can re-engage with her dreams. And that's what I want for you today. You are worthy, sisters. You need to believe that. I'm here to remind you to be that pain in your butt that will hug you and kick you at the same time to get you going in the right direction. Because I'm part of the world that is waiting for you. Don't deny me. Don't hold back. Let it loose. We're all waiting for you. And you're worthy of it. And so are we. I'll leave you with one last quote that really moved me in this book. Good old worthy book. You don't have Jamie's book. Get it. It says, just because your past didn't turn out how you wanted it to doesn't mean your future can't be better than you ever imagined. Yeah. Those are the words you needed to hear today. Because you know what? Those are the words I need to hear today. I am so grateful for your being a listener of Girl Out of Order, for being a faithful member of our community. And I hope today I can be an inspiration to you to never, ever, ever give up on your dreams because you are worthy of fighting for that calling on your soul. I love you so much. We are absolutely in this together. Oh, 50. I'm holding up my sign. 50. 50 episodes of Girl Out of Order. Oh, my goodness gracious. 50. Like, how? I'm celebrating, and I hope you're celebrating alongside me. We're in this together. Here's to 50 more. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me for the 50th episode of Girl Out of Order. This is amazing. It's an incredible feeling. And I can't think of a more perfect topic than what we discussed today, that you are worthy of never, ever giving up on your dreams. I would want you to make sure you join us next week because I have a phenomenal guest. Her name is Chelsea Alba. And the episode is From Prison to Paradise. And you want to tune in for this episode because it is a beautiful story of the journey towards worthiness and of never giving up on her dream. She is a beautiful shining light. So honored to call her my friend. And I'm so honored to call you my friends. Make sure you join us next time. And please, last thing, please join the Girl Out of Order Facebook community because in the next 2 weeks, I am rolling out some new plans for, oh my gosh, Girl Out of Order is transforming and we have so many things rolling out and I want you to be a part of it. In the meantime, keep chasing those dreams. Keep being a girl out of order. I love you, and I'll see you next time.